this defense trying to bait guys into a little back and forth, talking, shoving, whatever it is?
I would say that's probably the way they go about their business is to try to take you out the game, and that's understandable. If you can do it, why not? But we have pretty level-headed guys on this team, except probably one person, and that's Taylor. So we're gonna keep an eye on him.
You didn't have to say.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on him. But
52 out of 53.
Yeah, right. So we go out there, and as long as we play our style of football, I don't think that'll be a factor in the game.
What sets him off? What kind of gets his blood going?
I would say anything.
Yeah, give him a funny look.
Waking up in the morning.
Wink at him. I don't know. Slap him on the butt. Tell him good job. You never know with Taylor.
What's the toughest part when you go out there on Sunday and you haven't had a chance to practice much? What's the toughest part of that?
I would have to say probably just the different looks that you're going to get. You can always watch it on film, and we always call it the eye in the sky. You know, seeing it from that point of view makes it always look a lot easier. But then when you get on the field and you're in a three-point stance and you can't see the rotation, that makes it a little bit harder. And you got to really basically play on natural instincts.
I mean, through the week, like if you're working against a certain look, you and Marcus may say, okay, I want this route run a certain way or a certain depth. That type of thing harder to get down when you don't have the practice time?
Most definitely. We won't have that, actually won't even have that type of conversation when you don't practice. But luckily, we have Jonnu Smith, and he run routes as similar like I do, and I watch it on film and see what he did. And, if I have a question, or I'm sure if Marcus had a question about the route, he'll come ask me. But luckily, somehow we always be on the same page when we out there. So,
how do you feel about Thursday night football and the quick turnaround that you guys are going to have to face after this game?
I'm not a fan of Thursday night football because, like you said, it's always a quick turnaround. And being an older guy, that's kind of stressful on the body. You don't get a lot of recovery time. So I'm really not a big fan of it, but it is a great game to play in. I mean, it's prime time and it's at night, and I think everybody loves playing at night. So
Have you heard it over with? I mean, is there a little bit of benefit to having a long week after that? I mean, but you got to get through it first.
That's the thing. It's a good and bad. It's a short week, but then you got a longer recovery time. So, like you said, you just got to get through it, and hopefully you don't have no injuries so you can recover and not have to come to treatment.